Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello from Music City. Now, half of you know this and half of you need reminded, but today is a great day. How do I know that? I know what you're thinking. Chris, you're crazy. You're just an optimist. Well, I have to tell you what happened to me this morning. I was praying out loud in my car on the way to work, and not some spiritual, long-winded prayer, but a basic prayer saying, thank you to God. I have an unbelievably pretty commute over these rolling hills and huge stretches of land where there's horses grazing and the sun's coming up over the hills. It's actually quite breathtaking. And I thank God for my family. I thank God for our health and my life. And we just happened to have one of those, you know, those kumbaya moments this morning, walking to the bus stop and as a family and praying together. And I can assure you that doesn't happen every day. But it was just one of those mornings, you know, it was just incredible. And I was incredibly thankful. And then I realized that I had a pronoun problem. You see, I was thanking God for my kids, and I was thanking God for my life. When I realized, those aren't my kids. This is not my life. This is a life that's His. He owns it all, and then I'm just a manager of all. He trusts me enough to breathe His breath into my lungs and to represent Him in this thing that we call life, in the store, on the ball field, representing Him in the workplace. My mind went immediately to Psalm 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I know today is a great day because the Bible tells us that our joy, that our happiness should not be based on our circumstances. I'm not sure what kind of day that you're having, but let this wash over you. Proverbs 17:22 says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit, well, it dries up bones. We see in Philippians 4:8 says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. That's what we should be focusing in on. So I don't know if you're feeling anxious cleaning at home, or maybe you're cleaning at an office, or if you're feeling overwhelmed, maybe possibly even mowing the yard on your day off. And know that today is still a great day. And Matthew 15:11 tells us, it's not what goes into your mouth that defiles you. You are defiled by the words that come out of your mouth. So whether you're sitting at a desk feeling a lack of purpose, sitting in a quiet car, maybe waiting on a child, possibly feeling lonely, you might be excited that might be the only silence that you'll experience for the whole day. Maybe you're at the doctor's office and you're feeling frustrated and you're feeling defeated. Philippians 4:6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. He wants to hear from you. Because, and Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world, right? He is a refuge in our day of trouble, in our time of trouble. And He's open 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which means, folks, today is a good day. Well, folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, where we discuss what the Bible says about money and relationships, what the Bible says about stewarding this life for His glory. And now we typically take your calls and your emails right here on the air. And that's whenever I don't decide to just go off on a tangent like I just did. But please know that whether I'm going off on a tangent or not, you can call in at any time and let us know what questions you may have, what testimonies you might have. Our phone number is 866-357-3283. Again, it's 866-357-3283. And of course, you can email in as well at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. How many of you out there like your job? You would say that you like your job. Do you like it? The idea of this show is that we foundationally understand that this life is not our own. I just touched on that a minute ago. That God owns everything and that we're only managers of everything He trusts us to manage. And a good steward is someone who is so filled with gratitude that the overwhelming desire to manage all of those blessings that He's trusted us with, our time, our energy, our relationships, our talents, our skills, our leadership, to manage them, you know, by the scriptures and to draw people to His name, not ours. Just out of that spirit of gratitude. But let me ask us all something. Is that hard to do at work? Do you possibly feel like what you do at work doesn't matter? Well, let me tell you, whatever your, quote, job is, it matters. And how we work, the how we go about business, it matters. And you may be saying, Chris, if you only knew what my job was, I'm telling you, your work matters. Now, whether you're leveraging all the opportunity of the significance or not, well, that's another story, but your job matters. I can remember some of my past jobs. I don't know if you've had any funny jobs or fun jobs in the past, but or just some different jobs from what you're doing now. Nothing really funny about them, just they're different. You know, where you're at now and where you were at then, it just seems weird that you were doing some of the things that you maybe did in the past. For me, I pulled weeds for hours and hours and hours in the middle of Florida in the summers as a middle school kid. I can remember just the heat pounding down on me and pulling, you know, weeds grow fast in Florida. So I was pulling a lot of weeds. I've bused tables at the Flying Bridge Restaurant in Inglewood, Florida. That was a lot of fun. I've laminated and delivered cabinets while I was in high school, you know, after ball practice was over and on the weekends. I've worked at Dillard's Department Store as a sales associate in college. I've washed dishes in the school cafeteria in college. I drove big semi-trucks during the summers when I was a teacher. I was digging out of debt, and I only got paid over 10 months, and I was trying to do whatever it took. And so I had a CDL license to drive school buses, so I thought I would leverage that and drive semi-trucks. So lots of fun. My wife and I actually did that a little after college, and she went with me on some of the trips. I had a painting business on the side when I was this Christian school teacher, again, digging out of debt, and that really helped us. And probably my favorite one that I had was delivering phone books. Remember those things? There was this book with phone numbers in them. Do you remember that? I delivered those things. I would drive the car and Holly would run to each door and then we'd switch. I would run to each door and she would drive while my pickup truck was dragging on the ground with all these phone books in the back. Lots of fun. No matter what we do, no matter where we work, no matter what the circumstance, our work matters. We can start with the fact that 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 says, when you eat or drink or anything else, keyword, anything else includes work, always do it to honor God. And work is obviously a major component of our lives. It is unavoidable because it is God-given. Work is mentioned 793 times in the Bible. And think about the first words in the Bible. In the beginning, God did what? God created, which means He worked. He did something. The first verb that we see, He created the heavens and the earth. The Bible doesn't say, in the beginning, God sat majestically over a cup of coffee at Hebrews Coffee Shop. Get it? Hebrews. Okay, not very good. Oh, sometimes I just admit it. I wish that He did. I wish the Bible did say that. He majestically sat over a cup of coffee. That would take a lot of pressure off. But this is a God-given opportunity and privilege to work. So work is a good thing. Anything God is doing must be good, and he's doing it. Even before the fall of humanity, God told Adam and Eve to do what? To tend the garden and to work the garden. Anything God is saying to do is a good thing. Well, not only is it a good thing, it matters. There is an exception to this, however. Really? Yes, there's an exception. I thought that would get your attention. Warning. Don't say I didn't warn you. This should really get your attention. Work matters and is a good thing unless our work crowds God out of our lives. Check this out. Psalm 127, verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stands guard in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early and to stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. A psalm written by David towards Solomon saying, if God is not in it, it is worthless. This goes for builders, it goes for nurses, cashiers, landscapers, receptionists, not just Solomon. This even goes for pastors and ministers. We can actually be about the Father's business and him not even be included. Yikes. Doesn't mean we're bad people. We're just human. We've got this stuff on us called skin. This is something we have to constantly take inventory of. Pencils? Check. Staplers? Check. A work van? Check. Do we have conference rooms? Check. Is God in it? Check. Our work matters, but only when the Lord is in it. We're doing it for him. You know, that reminds me, folks, it's Pastor Appreciation Month. Did you remember that? Have you thought about how you can appreciate your pastor? Well, you should. And whether it's a thoughtful card or a new car, it's up to you. But whatever you think is appropriate for your budget and their service, please appreciate your pastor. It's a very, very tough calling. And not just lead pastors, but other ministers, those that are serving at the church. Maybe it's a children's minister, or maybe it's a youth pastor, or maybe it's maybe a pastor over visiting hospitals, maybe it's over connect groups or Sunday school. Here's how I want to show my appreciation for you church leaders. I want to get in on this. Here's how I want to show you that your work matters. We're going to dedicate an entire show this month. I don't know if Bob's in with me on this, our producer, but I'm kind of going to call an audible on this. We're going to dedicate an entire show this month to just answering your money questions and your leadership questions. I know it's hard to find places to get your unique questions answered, and I'd love to help. I may even be able to shed the light on some areas for our listeners, too, when it comes to the inner workings of a church. So let me do that. So all you got to do is call us now. If you're a church leader, or if you're a pastor or a minister or a clergyman or a clergywoman, call us now at 866-357-3283, or you can email us at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Again, that's 866-357-3283, or you can email in at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Well, folks, we are talking about leaving a legacy at work and that our work matters. Our life matters. We're leaving a legacy. And you guys have got to check out Dave Ramsey's latest book, The Legacy Journey. This book tackles some tough issues like, what does the Bible really say about money? It goes hand in hand with the show. What about wealth? And how much is enough for your family? You'll also learn how to live and leave a legacy for your family. The Legacy Journey is on stewardship.com under Chris Recommends, and you've got to get it today. To learn more or to buy now, visit, again, stewardship.com. Check out Chris Recommends.
Thank you for listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you have a question for Chris, email him at chrisonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
We're talking about our work mattering and how our work matters when God is in it. And our security has to remain in Him, not the mastery of our profession. Did you get that? Our security has to remain in Him, in our Father, in God, not the mastery of our profession. Now, if we look at our schedule throughout the week, where's our time going? Is it going towards the mastery of our profession? Or is it going towards God? Is it going towards worshiping Him? And I'm not just talking about singing in church. I'm talking about our work. Is it actually worship towards Him? When we're actually on the assembly line, when we're there in the warehouse, is it active worship to Him? Or is it just being the best box mover, being the best stapler, being the best receptionist, being the best you fill in the blank? Or is it worship? How else does our work matter, and what does it look like to steward our jobs, our careers, our callings, God's way for God's glory? Well, what does the scripture say? Let's take a look. Ecclesiastes says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. You may have heard that verse before. We are to do our work with excellence. And excellence doesn't mean perfection. It means to do the best that we can do with the resources that we have. We may not feel like the gadget that we're producing matters, but the way we produce it, that matters. Dan Miller was just recently on the Entre Leadership podcast, and he said, you can tell much more about a person's faith by what they do throughout the week than what they do for 58 minutes on Sunday. Wow, let that sit in. You can tell much more about a person's faith. You can put in your name there. People can tell much more about your faith by what you do throughout the week than what you do for 58 minutes on Sunday. Wow, it's convicting. That is so true. We gain influence in people's lives when they respect the way that we live our lives. And for those folks at work, they only see us at work. So our work life needs to reflect our faith. Not only should we work with excellence, but also our work is actually worship. I hinted at that a minute ago. Check this out. Ephesians 6:7 tells us, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people. So think back to your last time really connecting with God in song or in prayer. Think back. When was that? Was it last week at church? Was it maybe early in the morning? Was it late at night recently? When's the last time you really connected with God where you just felt His presence in a thick way? That's the way that our work should be. How would that change the way that we interact with Bob in the cubicle next to us? How about, let's say, Jan at the water cooler? Maybe even creepy Sam from across the room. We would be much more patient, wouldn't we? We would entertain a lot less gossip. We'd see customers and coworkers like Jesus sees people in the image of His Father. You know, this concept is touched on again in Colossians 3:23. You might be familiar with this verse. We're told, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. So we need to work like we're serving the Lord as an act of worship, but we need to also understand that there is still the reality that we are serving His children as well. Not just serving the Lord, but we really are realistically serving people, legitimately. Whatever you do, you are serving someone. You're adding value to their life. Someone is relying on your product. They're relying on your service. And we're here to serve them well, regardless of how we feel. Regardless of how we feel. I mean, this is convicting for me to even tell you. Okay, our work matters because we get the opportunity to add value to other people's lives. We get to supply a product or a service that they are relying on. Our work also matters because it's an opportunity to steward our talents, the gifts that God's trusted us with. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says, those who have been entrusted to be managers must prove faithful. We've been entrusted with the gift to do the tasks that we do. and we must do them to the best of our ability. Now, we're about to close this broadcast, and let me just encourage those of you who you may feel like this is really hard stuff to implement. For some of you, this is easy because you genuinely like your job. It's fun. You're seeing the immediate value, the direct results. You feel fulfilled by it. But for others, this may be difficult to hear. Well, just because it's difficult to hear, obviously it doesn't mean it's not true. But don't feel discouraged that you don't always get this right. None of us do. We're all in this together, trying to improve every day, asking God to continue to mold us more and more into His character. Now, we're already made in His likeness, but that everyday character that goes behind our decisions, behind our thought process, we're trying to continue to ask God, man, mold us more into a great reflection of Your goodness for this world. You see how the perspective changes from gadgets and agendas? It's all about something so much bigger. You know, my pastor, Pastor Pete Wilson at Cross Point Church here in Nashville, Tennessee, he said in a recent service, check this out, quit asking what do I do and start asking who am I becoming? Quit asking what do I do and start asking who am I becoming? You know, so many of us, we have our identity wrapped up in what we do. It's one of the first questions that we ask and the first questions that we answer whenever we meet somebody, right? It's, hey, what's your name? My name is so-and-so. What do you do? First thing. And we need to all just quit wrapping ourselves up in what we do, whether we're proud of that, not proud of that, where we feel fulfilled or not, and start asking with what I do in the workplace, out of the workplace, regardless, who am I becoming? How am I leveraging that workplace to be able to become more like Christ? It's a powerful thought. So let's leverage our work environments, whether they're good work environments or they're bad work environments, to connect with God and become great stewards. Well, if you're at work right now, like you're listening to it at work, this might be really challenging to hear, but I hope this show has been a blessing to you. If it has, why don't you share it with someone? If you think this show is something that they need to hear, head over to stewardship.com and send them the link to this episode. That's stewardship.com/show. And those of you listening on iTunes, of course, you can send them a link as well if you want to share. And how cool would it be if we all had this change of perspective when it came to work? Think about what the drive-through experience would look like. Or how about when you call the cable company? How cool would that be? What a huge difference it would make. So let's all, you know, continue to steward our work, our job. Guess what, too? There's a pronoun problem there. It's not our work. It's not our job. It's all God's. And we get the opportunity and the privilege to be able to work. And I think it's a good reminder also for us that we are, most of us listening in at in a very good work environment when you think about the entire globe. And we should be very thankful that we even have the opportunity to be able to work. Those of you who are pastors and church leaders, hey, listen, remember, I want to hook you up. So call in at 866-357-3283 and let me know your unique leadership, your unique church money questions, and we are going to dedicate an entire episode just for you here on Pastor Appreciation Month. Of course, feel free to email in all your questions at chrisonair@stewardship.com. Be sure, again, just a little bit of a reminder, to send us what God is doing through your margin. Give us that testimony of how God's working in your life. Want to encourage you to check out stewardship.com and check out the Chris Recommends section. Lots of things there for you. Be sure to be telling your friends and your family about our show. And those of you that are listening on the podcast, I'd like to encourage you to fill out a review. Let us know how we're doing, how we're serving you. It's an honor to serve you today, honor to serve you every day. Please know that myself, our producer, Bob Marquez, our associate producer, Amanda Rogers, and our entire Ramsey Solutions team is here in Nashville cheering you on. God bless you.